Matthew chapter number 5 and verse 13. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. I want to this evening talk to you for just a few minutes about the power of the light. The power of the light. Of course, you and I know that any light that we have is that light of Christ.
Amen.
He is the light of the world.
Amen.
And then he tells us, ye are the light of the world.
Amen.
And so that same light, that same light of Christ that shines, he said, it's in us. And he tells us that we are the light of the world.
Amen.
That is a disciple. That is a Christian. That is somebody that cannot be hid. He tells us that neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel. There's no such thing as a hidden Christian. We are the light of the world. That light, the power of that light, is meant to light the world. And he has lit the world, by the way. The light that started out with 12 disciples has wrapped around the world and come full circle. The light of his gospel, the light of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the light that he said is set on a hill. God positions that light. God puts your light right where it is. God wants your light to shine right where it is.
Amen.
It's set on a hill, a specific hill, a hill for that light to shine to all that can see it. Amen. It's always put up high. I want you to notice that. The light of the candle is not put under a bushel. Amen? It's put on a lampstand in one place. Amen? It's always put up. Why? So that it can give light to all that see it. That's what he said. Let your light so shine before men that they may see. The power of the light is to open blinded eyes. Amen. The power of God's light, the light that shines in your life. Listen, what Christ did in you, I want to tell you something. You look at me. What Christ
enough to open blinded eyes. I'm talking about spiritually blind. Somebody that's lost and blind. What Christ did for you, it has the power to open their eyes, to bring them out of darkness, amen, and bring them into His marvelous light. Thank God. The power of the light. Think about that. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Listen, He wants us to know the magnitude of this light. Listen, He called us as like a city. I know that He said in verse 15, neither do men light a candle. It is enough light for one, but it is also enough light for many. It's enough light for the world. Amen? Don't you know that? Don't you know that the light of Christ that is in us, that shines from us, is enough light for the whole world?
Amen.
If God would put us in a place, and we should pray that God would put us in a place where those in darkness can see the light.
Amen.
I'm not wanting them to see me. I want them to see the light. You want them to see the light that's shining from me and you. Amen. The Lord said, let your light so shine. Let your light so shine. Don't hinder your light. Don't try to put your candle under a bushel. Don't try to hide your light. There are those that maybe try to hide their light. But listen, the Lord... You know, most of the time, we may be ashamed of ourselves, but we don't have to be ashamed of the light. There's nothing wrong with Him, amen? There's nothing wrong with the brightness of His light. He is the way. He is the truth. That light shows the truth. If that light shows the way, amen? Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light. The power of the light. Light that gives. Light that freely gives. Amen. The light that is a gift. It was a gift to us, and it gives freely. It giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before me. What has been freely given to you, freely give to all. Amen?
Amen?
That's what Jesus told His disciples. That they may see your good works.
Amen.
Now let me tell you something. The light is meant to show good works. It's meant to show forth righteousness. Amen?
Amen.
The light is. Here's what Job said. Job 11:17. And thine age shall be clearer than the noonday. Thou shalt shine forth, thou shalt be as the morning, he told him. Amen. What a light. I mean, a light shining just like the morning. Amen. Shining like the morning. In Psalm 34, they looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. I mean, thank God when you can look upon a light that is upon somebody. And that light then shines upon you. Amen? You don't have to be ashamed of that. You won't be ashamed of that. I'm glad that I'm not ashamed of what light is in my life. The light that shined in me. Think about the power of the light. The Lord wants us to know that we're the light of the world. I know this may seem like grade school stuff tonight, but I want to tell you something. If we would just let our light shine, we'd be doing more than we've probably done in the last 10 years. Amen? Just letting our light shine. knowing how to let our light shine. Not quit hiding it. Quit smothering it. Quit putting it aside, putting it away, keeping it in. Amen. We need to get out there and let the light shine unto the world. Amen. Let the light shine. Amen. He said in Isaiah 58, "And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness shall be as the noonday." Think about that. How the light is affected by what we do. He said, if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul. You see, we're not just giving this light for no reason. This light has a purpose. This light has a work to it. It warms the cold. Amen? It does something. It brings light to them that cannot see in darkness. And so here Isaiah is saying, if you draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then thy light shall rise in obscurity. Think about that. And thy darkness shall be as the noonday. There won't even be no darkness in our life. Amen. We walk in the light. We are in the light. Amen. It does that for us. Isaiah said again in Isaiah 62:1, for Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. He's talking about Jerusalem. He's talking about what he's going to do there. Well, let me say, for us that are saved, for the church, amen, don't you think that the righteousness can go forth as brightness? Yeah. I mean, when we are living right, when we are living by the law of God, when we are living in His ways, don't you know the light is shining bright?
Amen.
Amen. And he said, that, my goodness, oh mercy. He said that your lamp, that's the salvation thereof, as a lamp that burneth. The salvation that we have will be as a lamp that burneth.
Hey.
I know this fella, he got saved. I don't think he got saved under our ministry. But he came under our ministry, the last pastor that I was at. And that boy, I'm telling you, ever since God had saved him, before God saved him, I mean, he was a rat. I mean, he was a rat. And but after God saved him, I'm telling you, you can just about see light shining on him. All that man, he had a humble look about it. He always had a smile. He was always happy to be saved. He's always telling somebody about Jesus, always wanting to tell somebody that the Lord was coming and how good it was to be saved. I mean, just all the time talking about how good it was. And I'll never forget that. I hope I never do forget that. I mean, his salvation, are you listening to me, was burning bright. Amen. Burning like a lamp shining. Amen. What God did inside of him. Amen. Oh, thank God. I mean, isn't that the only difference in those foolish virgins and the wise virgins? That was the oil that was burning the light in their lamps. Amen. And thank God, the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. God wants that salvation that's in us to burn as a lamp, as a great light. Praise God. Daniel said, they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. and they that turn many to righteousness, listen at him, as the stars forever and ever. They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness, amen, as the stars forever and ever. God's talking about a soul winner. God's talking about somebody that's really let their light shine. God's talking about somebody that has real wisdom. Listen, you can't have real wisdom of God and not win somebody.
Amen.
If the wisdom of God ever sits in your life, I'm talking about really being wise of God, then you're going to turn people to righteousness. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. They may be a lot of folk, listen, that they're not near as wise biblically as they maybe think they are. Are you hearing me? But God, listen, it gets me too. It gets me as much as it does anybody else. I mean, if we're really wise in the Lord, we'll turn many to righteousness. We will be shining as the stars of the heaven. Amen. You talk about shining out there in the deep darkness. We can see their light from millions and millions of miles away. That's a burning and a shining light, friend. I mean, that's a light that would blind you if you got too close. Hey, our sun itself, if you look at it directly, it'll blind you. Are you listening to me? If you just keep looking at it, I promise you, you ain't going to have much sight after you get done. It will. Why? Because of the brightness of that light, of the strength of that light. It lets you know that it's there. Amen. And it lets you know that it has a purpose. God help us to be a light with a purpose that we can rejoice. Amen. The Bible said in John 5:35, he's talking about John the Baptist. He was a burning and a shining light. You were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. He was a burning and a shining light. A burning and a shining light. The power of the light. After 400 dark years, John was the only light. Think about that. It wasn't the Pharisees. They had religion. They had the temple. They had high priest. They had everything that the Old Testament said they needed. But they didn't have light. What about that? There John was, out there in the wilderness of Jericho, amen, by the River Jordan. Thank God, just over there in the wilderness, eating locusts and wild honey, preaching, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He was burning up for the Lord, amen. Preaching, making the highways low and the low ways high. Amen, telling them about their sin to turn. Tell them the Lord is coming. He that cometh after me is mightier than I. I'm not worthy to unloose. He's that light. I'm not that light. He's that light that cometh into the world.
Amen.
He was a burning and a shining light. Thank God the power of the light to burn. I mean to really burn. Turn up the heat. Amen. Really turn it up. I've got a lamp at home. I like them old oil lamps. You can take that little knob on the side and trim it. And, you know, just get that fire. And that, what it does, it gets that light just burning just enough. Boy, you can really turn it. I mean, boy, you talk about light coming out of it. Burning. On full display.
Yeah.
Amen. On full display. I think that's what John was. He was a light on full display. Amen. Burning in the wilderness. wilderness. Burning where everybody can see. Burning. Listen, he was such a light even after he's dead. They thought he'd come back to life again in Jesus. Amen. Why? Because he was such a light. Such a light. Such a light in this world. They thought he could possibly be the Messiah. What about that? Let his light burn. He was a burning and a shining light. And he said, we were willing for a season to rejoice in that light. Sometimes, listen, that light is too strong for some. They were only willing for a season. But some of them rejoiced and still rejoice. Amen, over his light that was burning. Yeah. And now the Bible said in the book of Acts chapter 6 and the verse 15, and all that sat in the council looked steadfastly on him, saw his face as it had been the face of an angel. He's talking about Stephen, I believe. What a light. 2 Corinthians 3:18, he said, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Every one of us, amen, we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, the light of the Lord, the powerful light of God. Amen. The light that caused Moses' face to shine so much that he had to put a veil over his face. The people cannot steadfastly look upon him. Why? He was transformed into that same light that he saw burning in that bush. Pass by and he saw the hinder part of God when God hit him in the cleft of the rock. Think about that. God said, I let you see my hinder part. And it was so glorious. That a continual light glowed upon Moses. Burning. Burning. Coming down burning. Down with those words etched by the finger of God in stone. A veil over his face. Walking down off of that mount. A light. I guarantee you that was a greater sight than that calf burning by the fire down there they was trying to worship. Amen. I thought that was something else. To see that golden calf flickering by the fire. Amen. Oh, when Moses came, listen, there's a difference of a reflection of an earthly fire and a reflection of a heavenly light. Amen. There's a big difference in that. John was a burning, shining light. Moses was a burning and a shining light. The Bible said in Revelation 21:11, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. That's the light of the city of God that's going to come down from God out of heaven. That's the light of Christ that lights even the whole city. The city that'll be set on a hill. Hill of Jerusalem. Mount Zion. It kind of makes you think when Jesus said that, that was like a prophecy of that future event. A city set on a hill that cannot be hid. The world, friend, they're going to see a glorious city. At the beginning of the 1,000-year reign, I'd have to preach a lot of things to even get you to understand why that there's the world is still gazing at that time. But we're glorified. We're glorified and we are with Christ. Amen. Had already been with him 7 years, glorified, in new bodies, shining. Amen.
bright as brightly as he is. Amen.
Amen.
The light of Christ shining in us, in those glorified bodies, in that city comes down a light set on a hill that cannot be hid. Thank God. Thank God for the light, the radiance that shines. You are the light of the world. The radiance of the world, in the world. Listen, this world is in darkness. Have you ever thought about that? How much darkness that they're in? I thought I had something. Put back. A scripture I wanted to read. Oh, yeah. In 2 Thessalonians, he's talking about when the Lord comes. His second coming. Not the rapture, but his second coming. We come back with him. Then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming.
Amen.
Power of that light to destroy the wicked. Just the light of Christ destroying the wicked. Amen?
Amen.
That wicked. He's talking about that false prophet. He's talking about that Antichrist over there sitting in the temple. Amen? He'll destroy all of them that are wicked at the end of the great tribulation. And he'll do it just with the brightness of his coming. It's a powerful light. It is the power of God. The gospel is a light.
Amen.
We are a light.
Yeah.
It is a powerful light. When you have a child of God that is light, amen, lifting up their voice, proclaiming the light of God's word, it is the power of God to change them that sat in darkness, the Bible said, saw a great light. No, he was talking about after 400 years. There they saw Christ coming. They that sat in darkness saw a great light. Even the Gentiles. Light of Jesus. They had never seen nobody like this. It's the power to change. Listen, the light is what helps change people. I can remember seeing God's people when I was lost, seeing the preacher preach, knowing in my heart he had something I didn't have, seeing those singers sing and smile, knowing that they had something in their heart that I didn't have. I could just see the light all over. Not like the sun shining, but it was, I knew there was something about them that wasn't dark. My life was dark. And that light showed, listen, I'd never been around anybody made me feel like my life was dark till I got around God's people. And they weren't condemning me. I was already condemned. I was in darkness. They were in the light. Just that simple fact showed me I was in darkness. They were in the light. I was on the outside looking in. I remember people saying that. I remember one man testifying about how God saved him. And he said that exact thing. I was on the outside looking in. And he said, thank God now I'm on the inside.
Amen.
I wanted that. It was something I wanted that. That's the power of the light.
Amen.
his darkness is and shines a light on it. Shows him where he is. Shows her what she needs. Amen. Shows her that she is in darkness, that she is dead in trespasses and sins. And that Christ, glorious Christ, is the light and the way.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Ye are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Men don't light a candle and put it under a bushel. If you did, it would burn the bushel. It can't be hid. You can try to hide it, but it can't be hid. Peter tried to hide it. Aren't you one of them? No. 3 times. Yeah, aren't you one of them? Weren't you with him? He couldn't get away from it. No matter how much he tried to hide it, he couldn't hide it. Couldn't hide it. Those men in the book of Acts, they took notice that they had been with Jesus. Why? Couldn't hide it. You've been with him, you've been with the light, you can't hide it.
Amen.
Thank God. I want you to stand this evening.